Welcome to the Aga Khan Museum, the only museum in North America focusing on the artistic and cultural heritage of Muslim societies from the advent of Islam in the 7th century to the present day. Our mission is to foster greater appreciation of the contributions of Muslim civilization to world heritage, and to foster dialogue and promote mutual understanding globally through our permanent collection of over 1,000 artworks, as well as vibrant and innovative special exhibitions, performances, film screenings, and workshops. My name is Michael Chagnon, and I'm curator at the museum. Today, I'm pleased to welcome you to this audio tour focusing on five highlights from our permanent collection that reveal the diversity of Muslim societies as reflected in works of art. Islam as a faith and culture emerged in the 7th century on the western coast of the Arabian Peninsula. Take a moment to find this landmass at the center of the large map covering the wall as you enter the permanent collection gallery. Initially organized as a polity known as the Caliphate, over the next century, the Muslim Empire spread quickly over lands formerly under Roman rule in the west, including the lands on the eastern shore of the Mediterranean, North Africa, and the Iberian Peninsula, present-day Spain and Portugal, as well as the lands of the Sasanian Empire in the east, including Iran and Central Asia. This vast territory encompassed highly diverse, multi-ethnic populations that spoke various languages and practiced different religions. Extant artistic traditions continued under the new order. The migration of artists across the Islamic world helped circulate artistic ideas and technical know-how, leading to the development of new forms of art that were suited to the needs and tastes of the time and reflective of diverse cultural impulses. Today, Muslim societies are found throughout the world. Please make your way into the gallery and walk toward the screened windows on the far wall. In the third tall standing case, you'll find a variety of objects made from glass. One of these is a lamp with blue handles, which we'll look at together on the next stop of this audio tour. Between the 7th and 8th centuries, the new Arab Islamic Empire expanded across a territory stretching from Spain in the east to the borders of China in the west, bringing into its population a diversity of peoples who spoke various languages and practiced different faiths. One result is that artists and craftsmen of different ethnic and religious communities continued their work under the new regime. At various times and places, production of a type of craft, such as metalware, jewelry, ceramics, and glassmaking, was dominated by families from particular ethnic or religious communities. This brings us to this object, a lamp of transparent, pale aquamarine glass, with a squat, vase-like body and serpentine handles in a contrasting cobalt blue hue, which would have originally been strung with chains from which the lamps were suspended to provide overhead lighting. This lamp represents a kind of glassmaking that is closely associated with production during the era of Roman rule in the Eastern Mediterranean. The ability to produce very clear rather than cloudy glass was in fact a discovery of glassmakers in Alexandria in Egypt around the year 100 CE. Such production continued across Egypt and the Near East even after the advent of Islam in the 7th century. Lamps of this particular shape are believed to have been made in places as far-flung as Egypt and the eastern edge of Iran. However, a close look at this particular example helps us localize its production more specifically. Its translucent aquamarine coloration and the presence of small bubbles suspended in the body are characteristic of glassware from Syria. Interestingly, by the 10th century, historical documents record that Jewish communities in Syria were the masters of the glass market. Cities like Tyre are known as major centers of production. Writing in the year 1166, the Spanish historian Benjamin of Tudela records that over 400 Jewish glassmakers were operating out of Tyre and that their products were widely exported, being, quote, prized in all the lands. As repositories of light, lamps have great symbolic value in the Islamic faith. A well-known passage from the Quran, known as the Light Verse, compares the light of God to a glass lamp suspended in a niche and lit with oil that is neither of the east nor of the west. In the distance to your right, a tile panel depicts a lamp of similar form to the example here, also suspended in a niche as described in the Quran, symbolizing the light of God. When you're ready, make your way toward the tile panel with the niche design to continue this tour with a close look at two blue and white jars in the long case.